Today is the fifth Sunday after Trinity Sunday, and the gospel appointed for today is from St. Luke's Gospel, the fifth chapter, beginning with the first verse. So it was, as the multitude pressed about him to hear the word of God, that he stood by the lake of Gennesaret, and saw two boats standing by the lake, and the fishermen had gone from them and were washing their nets. Then he got into one of the boats, which was Simon's, and asked him to put out a little from the land. And he sat down and taught the multitudes from the boat. When he had stopped speaking, he said to Simon, "Launch out into the deep, and let down your nets for a catch." But Simon answered and said to him, "Master, we have toiled all night and caught nothing. Nevertheless, at your word I will let down the net." And when they had done this, they caught a great number of fish, and their net was breaking. So they signaled to their partners in the other boat to come and help them. And they came and filled both the boats, so that they began to sink. When Simon Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, "Depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord." And he and all who were with him were astonished at the catch of fish which they had taken. And so also were James and John, the sons of Zebedee, who were partners with Simon. And Jesus said to Simon, "Do not be afraid. From now on you will catch men." So when they had brought their boats to land, they forsook all and followed him. This is the gospel of the Lord. Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father, and from Jesus Christ, his Son, our Savior. Amen. If I had to guess, and I must admit I've never done a study on this point, I believe that more of St. Peter's words are recorded in the four Gospels than of any other disciple. He never seems to hesitate to say just what's on his mind, whatever situation might arise. Sometimes he speaks with stunning clarity, as when he declared in John chapter 6, "Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life." Other times we cringe at the depths to which Peter falls, as when he denied our Lord three times. Today's gospel presents us with Peter in all his complexity. He declares to Jesus one moment, saying, "Nevertheless, at your word I will let down the net." And the next he cries, "Depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord." One moment he clings to the word of the Lord, trusting it against all his instincts and experience. The next, he fears the word of the Lord in flesh, and in his fear forgets why the Messiah had come, that is, to deliver men from sin and condemnation through faith in him. Depart from Peter? It was for repentant sinners such as Peter, and I pray, all those who hear today, that the Lord of the Church came in flesh and dwelt among men. It was for men in Peter's age and in our own that the Lord sends forth his servants to proclaim his saving word. The Lord sends his fishers of men and gathers us into his church. We read in the first chapter of St. John's Gospel that following our Lord's 40 days in the wilderness, Andrew, the brother of Simon Peter, was one of the disciples of John the Baptist. When John the Baptist declared concerning Jesus, "I have seen and testified that this is the Son of God," Andrew and another disciple of John followed Jesus and were taught by him. After that, Scripture records that Andrew first found his own brother Simon and said to him, "We have found the Messiah." And he brought him to Jesus. Now when Jesus looked at him, he said, "You are Simon, the son of Jonah. You shall be called Cephas." One annotator tells us that a year then passed between this first meeting and St. Peter's calling to the discipleship. In John chapter 1, Andrew and Peter had been called to faith, but they had not yet been called to leave behind their vocation as fishermen and follow the Lord as his disciples. Indeed, the vast majority of those whom the Lord called, he called to faith without calling them to follow him in the sense in which Andrew and Peter, James and John, are called in today's gospel lection. And so it is to this day. On this point, the great theologian Martin Chemnitz once observed, "In fact, Christ wanted to show that the workshop of piety is not only in the assemblies where the word of God is preached, but even in the midst of the occupations and chores of this life, we can and should exercise those lessons which we learn from the word, namely repentance, faith, and piety. The circumstances of this episode embrace beautifully the entire teaching about the tasks in any calling. After all, before this, Peter had a legitimate calling as a fisherman. He was not wicked, for he had listened to Christ. He was not lazy, but in the labors of his calling he used the prudence, industry, and diligence that the work demanded. And yet, although he had worked all night to the point of fatigue, he caught nothing. Often, therefore, the devout are denied success in the tasks of their calling, but that surely is not because of a bad plan on the part of God. This is a useful teaching that in the difficulties and hindrances which come up in our calling, we set before ourselves, first, God's word about our calling, second, God's command about the labors of our calling, third, the promise of God's blessing and help. Thus, let us first pray, and then go about our calling. End quote. These words remain true, despite the imaginations of men. There are many today who teach a so-called prosperity gospel, imagining that those who really believe will enjoy material blessings. Not surprisingly, there are also those who attribute the growth of the church to the labors, plans, and programs of men. As was noted before, Peter was not wicked, nor lazy, and yet he labored all night without success. It was the word of God which made all the difference. Peter knew what he was doing. We have every reason to believe, given the number of business partners and two boats for fishing, that he was often quite successful at his trade. But Peter's lack of success on that day would serve as a powerful illustration of how things are in the church. Peter and his fellow fishermen had thrown themselves into their work all night long. They had done it the way they thought should work, but caught nothing. Now Jesus speaks a word, saying, "Launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a catch." And the response comes, "Master, we have toiled all night and caught nothing. Nevertheless, at your word, I will let down the net." Peter did not rely on his senses, for they told him it was the wrong time of day to fish. Nor did he rely on his experience, for it told him that he had caught nothing all night. Nor did he rely on his reason, which might have told him he was wasting his time and might even look foolish for going far out from shore and casting his nets when all the rest of the fishermen had come in for the day. No, Peter relied on the word of God, saying, "At your word, I will let down the net." In the epistle reading appointed for today, that same Peter wrote, "But sanctify the Lord God in your hearts, and always be ready to give a defense to everyone who asks you a reason for the hope that is in you, with meekness and fear." Trusting in the word of the Lord, Peter gave a testimony of obedience to the word of the Lord. But when the Lord gave not only one miracle, the catch of fish, but two more, that is, preserving the catch in the net from escaping, and preserving the ships from sinking under the load, Peter was overwhelmed, and his words expressed the conviction of the law, not the liberty of the gospel. For he said to Jesus, "Depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord." Did Peter imagine that the Lord had shown forth such a miraculous sign to condemn Peter? In the miracle which Christ worked, we see confirmed who it is who stood in Peter's boat. We read in Psalm 8 concerning the Son of Man, "You have made him to have dominion over the works of your hands. You have put all things under his feet, all sheep and oxen, even the beast of the field, the birds of the air, and the fish of the sea that pass through the paths of the seas." The one in the boat with Peter is the Lord in flesh, and the one at whose word filled the boats with fish, when all the plans and methods of man failed, is the one who sends Peter and the other disciples to be fishers of men. The Lord sends his fishers of men and gathers us into his church. And yet, Peter's first reaction to the presence of God is one of terror. For he says, "Depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord." Now the Lord does not deny the accuracy of Peter's self-assessment. He doesn't say, "Oh, Peter, you're not so bad." It is true that Peter was a sinful man. But unlike the Pharisees, who sought to hide and deny their sin, Peter was terrified by his sin, terrified of the divine judgment. To such a one, the gospel is to be proclaimed, as surely our Lord had already proclaimed his saving gospel as he spoke from the boat. Peter needed to hear the gospel applied to himself. "Do not be afraid," Jesus said. "From now on you will catch men." In the Old Testament lection, we hear the word of the Lord. For there he says, "Behold, I will send for many fishermen, says the Lord, and they shall fish them. And afterward I will send for many hunters, and they shall hunt them from every mountain and every hill, and out of the holes of the rocks." This is how diligently the Lord seeks for the lost, with the zeal of a hunter or fisherman. And he says, "And first I will repay double for their iniquity and their sin, because they have defiled my land. They have filled my inheritance with the carcasses of their detestable and abominable idols." The Lord has repaid our sins and the sins of the whole world. Christ Jesus bore those sins in his own body, paying the debt he did not owe, through his own sufferings and death. And he sends out his fishermen to the ends of the earth to proclaim the good news of this atonement, and the hope which is ours through Christ's bodily resurrection from the dead. This gospel is the life of the church. The Lord sends his fishers of men and gathers us into his church. Nothing but the word will build the church. If we are afraid when the Lord says, "Launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a catch," afraid of failure, afraid of embarrassment at failure, such a spirit of fear is the weakness of our flesh, not a failure in the word. The word of God will accomplish that for which he sends it. It is the Lord's will that Peter labored unprofitably through the night, and it was his will to grant a great catch when the Christ spoke the word. If the means which the Lord uses to build his church, that is, his word, holy baptism, absolution, and the communion, seem humble in our eyes, or somehow not enough, the failure is in us and our adherence to the word, and no failure in the means which God has established to build his church. His word calls us to repentance and reliance on his mercy, for the Lord who grants the catch is the one who gathered us into the nets of salvation. It is as we hear in the words of Jeremiah 16, "Therefore, behold, I will this once cause them to know. I will cause them to know my hand and my might, and they shall know that my name is the Lord." The Lord has made his name and his mercy known through those whom he calls to proclaim his word, frail fishermen such as Peter, and the successors in the ministry to this day. The word of the gospel declares the full forgiveness of all of our sins and the promise of eternal life through the death and resurrection of Christ. This is the word which he has made known to us, the word through which he comforts and strengthens us, the word through which we will be kept steadfast upon Christ unto everlasting life. This is the hope that is within us, and it is a hope that will never disappoint. Amen. Let us pray. O God, who has prepared for them that love thee such good things as pass man's understanding, pour into our hearts such love toward thee, that we, loving thee above all things, may obtain thy promises, which exceed all that we can desire. Through Jesus Christ, thy Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with thee in the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end. Amen. The people of Salem Lutheran Church invite you to visit them today for the 10:30 a.m. worship service. Sunday school is available for all ages at 9:30 a.m. Salem is located approximately 2 miles north of Malone off of FM 308. For more information about Salem Lutheran Church or this broadcast, you may call the congregation at 533-2330 or visit us on the internet at www.salemlutheranchurch.net. In several weeks, Salem will have its Summer Vacation Bible School, which will last from Monday the 11th of July through Friday the 15th. It will be an evening VBS, beginning at 6:30 each evening and lasting until approximately 8 o'clock. We invite all children through age 14 to join us for VBS this summer. There is, of course, no charge for participation in our VBS. A mission offering is collected during the chapel portion of Vacation Bible School. For more information on Vacation Bible School, please feel free to call the congregation at 533-2330. This broadcast is made possible through the support of the Salem Lutheran Women's Guild and the Salem Lutheran Men's Fellowship.